can call on me. You 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 can call on me.
Oh yeah, this beat hot.
You said what?
I said glasses on so we know it's real.
Oh, glasses on so you know it's real. What's going on? God, you know, we got homies in the building. Big homie Kodak. Big homie Yagas.
Yes, sir.
How you feeling? You good?
Always happy to be here, Kodak. You know that by now.
Yeah. Happy to be here. Happy to be here. That's your politically correct. God damn it. Say
I mean, you
answer like a goddamn football player. You know, we're not there and educated the plays. Give glory to God. Yeah, damn.
Shut up.
How you feeling?
I'm good, man. You know, so, I took some shrooms, y'all, before I got here. They're not wearing off, but I'm at my peak right now.
You got a peak.
I feel good.
Cool. Let's continue. Let's have a conversation. So, what did we talk about earlier that was real interesting? What's on your mind, first of all?
Shit. Fuck niggas. I don't know.
What's up?
What's
up with, what make a nigga a fuck nigga?
What makes him a fuck nigga? How he act, how he treat women. You supposed to be nice to women. Like, that's just a common courtesy ass thing. It's, everybody knows you're supposed to be nice to women. So why would you choose just to be rude to women for no reason? I just feel like fuck niggas ain't got nothing better to do with, like, just be a gentleman. I don't know.
Be a fucking gentleman.
Be a fucking gentleman. You telling me to be a lady? Like, shit.
So a fuck nigga is somebody who not being nice to you. What if you not worthy of being? What if you not being nice? What if you not worthy of being nice to at the moment? Is he still a fuck nigga?
No. It all depends on how you act. I will say that because I don't want to say some folks deserve it, but like if I'm being nice to you, you just being rude. Like, girl, okay, at this point, fuck you. Now I see why everybody call you a bitch, and I'm gonna treat you like that. Okay, cool.
But you be treating men like bitches?
Yeah.
Come on. What warrants a man being treated like that?
Like a bitch?
Yeah.
Why are you acting like a woman if you don't want to be treated like a woman?
What is acting like a woman? Because I'm glad you said that, because a lot of times y'all be saying shit like that and it's like, damn, so, oh, you arguing with a female. Are women not worth arguing with? If you wrong, I'm going to tell you. What?
Kodak, you argue with women?
Hold on. What you said? No, answer the question.
Kodak.
Answer the question first. Answer the question. Are women worth being argued with?
No, like if you are a man arguing with a woman, like I could tell you about 100 other things you could do besides argue with me right now. Like, first of all, go build a house, pour a drink, get some whiskey, fucking get out my face, if anything. Like,
so if you wrong, a nigga can't tell you wrong.
A nigga can tell me I'm wrong, but why are we going back and forth?
Then shut the fuck up. Don't go back and forth. Shut the fuck up. So,
okay.
That is the option. Okay. Shut the fuck up.
You're right. But as a woman, why, if you as a man telling me shut the fuck up, why am I not shutting the fuck up? Because I don't respect you. Because you acting like a bitch. Because you going back and forth with me, which takes me back to...
So basically, I should have just ignored your humanity from the jump and just told you to shut the fuck up.
No, but I'm saying, like, okay, I don't like to argue in general. You know what I'm saying? Because I just don't feel like, if you're arguing...
I don't be arguing. I be telling folks they fucking wrong.
Yes, you could be wrong. But like, bro, after I get it off my chest and I see you not here on my side, at least, or you don't understand where I'm coming from, or you don't want to, I'm not going to keep explaining why I'm right and you wrong. You got it. Cool. And I feel like every man should be like that, because a woman will, well, most women will argue you down. Like, they want to be right. They want to, like, you know what I'm saying? So let her have it. What does it do for you to be right as a man when you're arguing with a woman? What does that do for you? You not going to get your dick sucked after?
I might.
If you just got done arguing with me and then you end up being right, you think somebody going to suck your dick?
Why not?
What the fuck?
You should award that nigga for teaching you something.
No.
He taught you something.
After you argue with me, if you could calmly in a polite manner.
Okay, so that's what it was.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't think a man should argue with a woman. We're not going back and forth.
Got you.
Because now I feel like I'm arguing with a bitch. And so, now I'm going to call you a bitch, and now we got a bigger issue.
So if you're talking to a dude and he arguing with you, that's a
talk. I'm not arguing with no man. I'm not. I'm going to start right there.
What do you think a woman's place in a relationship is? I feel like you might have an interesting one.
It depends on what your role is in society and what that man do. So like me personally,
what you mean?
Like
what the woman's role is in society?
What I do, yeah. So like, if I'm like a Beyonce, I'm on go, or like I'm a touring personality out and all the time, I would want a man that, I don't want to say takes the woman's role, but takes more control of the house and has some kind of stability. Somebody got to be stable.
So you want a house husband?
I don't want a house husband. I would like to be a housewife.
But you said, like, if you're the Beyonce, you
but that's what I'm saying. So, like, in that situation, you know what I'm saying? She could be a little bit more masculine. He could be, I don't want to say more feminine, but, like, take care of the house. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like, keep shit stable.
I feel like you can be a house husband. Like, niggas hit house husband, women hit house husband, and they think, oh, this nigga at home wearing a maid and shit. Like, he wearing the goddamn the maid outfit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, maid. You feel me?
I see you and your little maid out
there. Yeah, like, they think, how was work, darling? Your dinner's ready. Nah, nigga, you be at the crib taking care of business.
You know what I'm saying? Just make sure the house clean, make sure it's food when I come home. Like, you ain't gotta really.
For sure. Too
much. But, like, I feel like as a woman's place in a relationship is whatever the fuck she want it to be. But just make sure it makes sense for y'all. A lot of folks do shit that don't make sense for them and then be mad it don't work.
Well, a lot of people are trying to gauge their relationships off of shit that they see on social media now.
They stupid. Like, they don't want to be happy for real. They just want to look it.
Yeah.
So I ain't, at that point.
Yeah.
What that, really matters?
I mean, I feel like that's another reason why you see so many women talk about how many times niggas done proposed to them. Like, you got 25 proposals and zero marriages. That's not a winning record, baby.
Proposing, you know, like I'm
in it's a Hail Mary. It's a Hail Mary. He in the doghouse. He trying to marry me.
Well, then that's a stupid nigga.
Niggas do that though.
But like, why? Because then you just gonna end up being miserable. You didn't really want to marry that girl.
He was just trying to keep it straight. He probably did. He probably didn't want to do it just then.
I don't understand. Like, why would you do something that don't make you happy? Is my question. Like, I'm because. I think that women are a little bit more selfish in relationships to that extent. Because,
what you mean?
Because we're going to do what makes us happy at the end of the day. Like, I know personally.
Are you?
Personally, me, if a nigga is not doing something right, I'm going to go find it in another nigga. If you're not eating my pussy right, but you finger good, okay, cool. I'm going to stay here. You can finger me. And then I'm going to go get my pussy ate. If you're doing everything right, there's no need for me to go nowhere else. So, like.
Wait a minute. So, are you talking about, like, a dude you're in a relationship with?
I've never been in a relationship. Let's put that out there.
Okay.
Because I know myself. And I don't really. But if I'm fucking with you, I'm fucking with you. Like, I'm going to keep my pussy here as long as you're doing what you're doing.
Okay, so. But if he's not doing everything that you need, that need to be done.
Find it somewhere else.
Like, if he not a good stroker, but he a good muncher.
Facts. So, I'm a.
Who you. Which one of them you locked in with, though?
I'm locked in with a good dick every time. Nah, I'm not even gonna hold you. Good dick is word.
Wow. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. So nigga be doing everything right, but his meat game isn't up to par. The meat show isn't showing.
Then just, you know.
He doing everything else right though.
And you know, I've had this conversation before, which is fucking crazy. But I just like I'm not gonna be happy. I'm not. I'm sorry. Cause then, I mean, if you are okay with me fucking somebody else and coming back, okay, cool. I'm just saying. But
who's gonna be okay with that?
That's what I'm saying. So either step it up or be okay with me leaving.
So you gotta step up his dick game.
Yeah, 100%.
So a nigga can lose you to another dick, basically. He doing his damnedest. He fighting for his fucking life out there, trying to make sure you happy.
As a right, okay, because what's important to me right now is my happiness. I don't want a relationship. I would say that. So for me to be happy, he gotta treat me right. A, I have to feel comfortable with you, and then the dick gotta be good.
What are you looking for, like, right now, today? Like, what would make you happy? I'm not saying, like, for one person, but, like, in general, your list of shit that make, like, Christmas list, like, you know, shit that make you happy.
I mean, I'm simple, though. Or just in general, I just like when shit is easy, free-flowing. Like, I like to go to the park. I like to do simple shit. Like, we can literally be kicked up in the house all day just talking to each other. Uh-huh. I've done that with a nigga before. Like, the TV was on in the background. We didn't even watch it for 12 hours because we were just talking. And that's fine. He was ordering Uber Eats. Like, in the meantime, between time, we got fried chicken from Gus's. And then later on, we had got some cookies from Crumble Cookie and some shit. So, like, he'll Uber Eats it.
And where he at now?
Okay. He live in New York.
Oh, okay. Who fumbled who?
Nobody fumbled, actually. That's my baby. Shout out to you.
So he can OD. get you back anytime?
I didn't go anywhere.
Oh, okay. Oh, so y'all still locked in?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Y'all be having phone sex?
Yeah. Bro, oh my God. I had phone sex for the first time, like,
a few weeks ago, like a few days ago. I actually just posted about it on my TikTok.
Phone sex the reason why I ain't got no kids.
Bro, and I thought it was going to be lame. Like, you know what I'm saying? What are you wearing? Like, no, we got FaceTime. Like, me and that nigga was literally looking at each other come. Like, that shit, that's fucking fire. Now, all the time? No.
Nah.
Because now
I'm trying to feel that motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying? I'm
trying to feel that
and
thing.
Now I'm at a dilemma because I ain't seen him in a month. And I told him. So we got an agreement.
You seem like you got a high sex drive.
It depends on who I'm with.
But you just said you never had a relationship.
Yeah.
So who you with?
That nigga.
Oh, the nigga in New York?
Yeah.
Are y'all?
We not. Okay, so our agreement is.
You sound like a nigga right now.
I know. And it's bad. Ain't damn. Fuck it.
Hey, man.
Fuck it, let's do it. Nah, because our agreement is we both don't want a relationship. He's older than me. He like 42.
Damn, nigga.
Don't.
Damn. Yo, how old are you?
How'd I look, Kade?
I give you 22.
23.
This nigga's 19 years older than you. Go on. Yeah,
that's my baby, though. That's my baby. But nah, like, he don't want a relationship because he works on movie sets.
Is this nigga named Robert?
Fuck no. Oh.
Robert? Robert. This nigga's... No. Well, how long we out? Wait, how long we out talking?
Since July.
Okay, so this is fairly new.
Yeah.
Why do young girls like older niggas so much, man?
Where do I start?
Why?
Because the thing is, I'm not gonna drain a man's pockets. Ugh. That's my age. Like, I know what you're going through because I'm going through the same thing. So for me to want you to take me out all the time and just show me the world, or
that's not. I don't think that's draining pockets.
I mean, like, if you got it, okay, cool.
What you like to eat?
Everywhere. I like good food. I'm not going to talk.
You said Waffle House.
STK motherfucking type bitch all the time. We can go to the corner store and get some real good food. We can go get some Chinese food. But like, I like to go out. Women like to spend money. So I like to be comfortable wherever I'm going. I don't want to have to worry about if you could order an Uber or like if I'm ordering too many drinks.
Okay, I got you. I see what you're saying.
In terms,
because when I was in college,
that's what I'm saying. So like, it's like a kind of one date and then you can come back to the house.
I took a bitch to a walk on a promenade at Clark. That was the date.
We took a bitch on a promenade date.
Promenade date.
Kodak.
It was bad, boy. I was bad.
Kodak. For y'all that don't know what the promenade is, it's literally a brick fucking street.
Strip. And I stayed all the way down by the stadium. Yeah. And I think she had went to Spelman, so she just met me at the gate.
You ain't shit, boy.
I wasn't, bro. I feel bad, boy.
I'm sorry to that lady.
But I mean, I feel like some niggas is my age still probably doing that shit. It's niggas that's be cool with walk dates.
Like, and a walk date is cool if you got good dick and some money. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if at the end of the day, you know, you done did everything else, it's like, hey, let's just go for a walk. That's cool. But if the whole date is a walk, get me out of the ghetto. What the fuck am I here?
I don't even want no coochie after a walk date. She musty. Damn.
How do y'all think y'all get sweaty after basketball? And y'all be wanting to straight put it in.
Do it look like I play basketball? Do it look like I play? I don't know. No, nigga. No.
Oh, shit.
Absolutely not.
Well, I mean, goddamn it. After a day of anything.
Yeah. You don't gym want workouts. Okay,
no,
got it.
Nigga eat my pussy after a double shift. No shower.
Where was you working?
I was a server. I was on my feet for 12 plus hours, and he invited me over to his house. That bitch set me up, so that's he got what he deserved. But regardless,
it was funky.
Don't do that to me. It was very much so, and I worked 12-hour shift puss.
Some niggas be liking that though. Dude. I'm not some niggas. And then sometimes that shit be hit. I don't like no hairy ass box.
Really? You ain't old enough for me.
She like them.
That's why I like them old ass niggas.
AARP niggas.
Get a you like discount, boy.
You like them geriatric niggas, huh?
Oh, no, fuck no. Oldest I've dated was like 60.
But yo! You just gonna slip that out?
Oh, man. That was.
When was this?
Shout out Yusuf, bro.
This nigga name was Yusuf?
Yeah, he sure was. Middle Eastern. Turkish. I met him.
He's from Turkey?
Yeah. I met him.
No Thanksgiving, boy. So you
and you know what? His youngest kid was two. Nigga was 60. His youngest kid just popped out the pussy 2 years.
Yo, how old were you when this shit happened?
I was 22, I think, or 21. 22. Yeah.
This nigga was 60.
Yeah, bro, you should have seen the looks. Like, I've always dated older men, but like that was different.
Wait a minute.
The experience was amazing. Like, I would do it again. It's fun.
I don't get it.
We've
I don't.
A lot of places in these conversations.
I know.
Get it though. Like, okay, the thing is, I don't want to fuck him. He probably do want to fuck me, but he gets the enjoyment of.
I did see that on your. I did see that on your story. You was like, oh that nigga. Oh yeah, I want to blow in her butt. I want to blow in her butt. I know she like them grandmas. She like them grandpas though. And I didn't want to believe it, but damn it, here we are. I'm too young for you. Shit.
Oh, sorry. But like, you know, they know how to show a woman a good time.
Nigga, they got 60 years of experience.
Exactly. So why the fuck I'm gonna take a man that don't really know how to, that didn't have a father to teach them how to treat a woman, their mother, and they just raised by, I don't want to say it, but a bitter woman their whole life. And then you want, wow, money, a happy-go-lucky bitch, and you just want to treat
so,
me like.
Wait, so if a dude raised by a single mother, that's a red flag for you?
No, it's not a red flag. However, how you treat women and act in certain things, because it's a lot that I've learned from having a father. How to treat men, how to get in line with certain shit, and you know.
So what did your father teach you?
Damn, what didn't that man teach me? Shout out to you, I love you, 4L Daddy.
If he's watching this, boy, he's had a roller coaster of a.
People never see this. That man does not do any kind of. He is straight. Read the Quran. I am Muslim. I read the Quran and pray and make some money, go to sleep.
Gotcha.
That man is really like a family guy, so I'll fuck with him. He taught me how other men should treat me, which is like the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm his fucking princess. He also taught me just kind of like how to follow a man's lead. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but just having him there is kind of like, dang, okay, this is how you're supposed to act when a man that's actually providing and doing what he's supposed to do. This is how you're supposed to follow suit and blah, blah, blah. So he just taught me how to interact conversations and shit like that, you know?
Got you.
It's just, I like it.
Okay. Hey, you know, if you like it, I love it. Yeah. But damn, nigga, 60?
Yeah. Yeah, and he was older than my daddy. My daddy like 50-something. But no, because, okay, listen. I met him. I was already like, not an hour late. Something like 30 minutes late to our date. But he was standing outside waiting for me. We went to Siva's. And so he knew some folks there. Got us a cute little table. He got us like the extra real big, like nice hookah that got the ice and ice hold and whatever the fuck else, and he had a whole bottle of wine waiting.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a real nice, like, I said, hold on, I don't want a date, shut the fuck up. But then we went to like Red Martini after that. When I tell you, you know, in the front they got that glass so you could be on like the porch, bro. The stairs was like, I was like, shut up, just. They were like, you here for the money? Stop, we didn't even get there yet. Like, fuck.
Wait, so who said that?
The people that was walking by looking at us. Like, we were sitting outside and he was trying to kiss on me and hug up on me and shit like that.
So
like,
you look like a sugar baby.
I did. Very much so. I couldn't even be mad at it.
So would you
yes.
In lieu of a relationship, would you rather have a sugar baby relationship or like an actual real relationship?
Right now, sugar baby.
Sugar baby?
Yeah, because I don't want to take the time to really have to care about a man's feelings and emotions.
Yikes.
That's what I'm saying. So I know myself enough to not have a relationship because I'm not going to give a fuck for real.
Do you want a relationship? Like, do you care about marriage and shit?
Yes and no. Like, if it just so happens to be the right person, okay, cool.
Yeah.
But I ain't forcing nothing.
Mm. I've heard a lot of women say that recently. Like, oh, we don't care about, why don't women care about marriage as much anymore?
Because from a standpoint of strictly courts, right, it's just saying that we're legally bonded together.
I agree.
I don't really want to be legally bonded to somebody for the rest of life. Like, if I don't really know about you. Mm. I don't know how to explain it, but it's just kind of like,
well, I mean, if you get married, I would think you know about them a little
bit. I mean, yeah, but how much do you really know a person?
It depends on how exactly. We talking?
How long you've been together.
Yeah.
So it's like, are you trying to be in a relationship for 15, 10, 5 years, however long it take you to think you know this person before you get married, or would you just ride it out until it don't work no more?
Again, I agree with you. I feel like marriage is 100% paperwork.
Facts.
It's 100% paperwork.
Unless we have, like, if we're going into business together, I could see the point of getting married.
But wait, like, what?
If like if we have like an actual business that we made together, I could see the point of getting married because then that legal paperwork, everything, if anything happens, okay, cool. Everything's already filed up to where we get 50-50, this. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's like just a contract for real. So you, like a marriage contract for the business. That's the only way I would do it because we already got this shit built together. Let's just get married, make it all legal if anything happens. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
But other than that.
I can see that. Now, I got to return to a question we talked about earlier. let me tell you something I got. Tap that. All right, cool. We good. So, facts or cap?
Yes, sir.
If a man is on the same level as a woman, I told you, was bringing it back. We had to talk about this. Facts or cap? If a man is on the same level as a woman, she sees him as beneath her.
Because
so that you said facts?
Fucking facts.
Facts, okay.
Big facts. Like, what? Because, I've had situations where, you know, especially working in a restaurant, niggas always be trying to fuck with you. Like, bro, you are the dishwasher. You're the head chef. Essentially, your paycheck ain't nothing but a few dollars more than what I make. I'm not really trying to, and then I don't really want to be stuck in that energy. Like, if we working in the same place, like, I don't think there's any growth there. I don't know if that makes sense. If we're working for somebody in the same place, there's no growth.
Well, what about what he has outside of that spot? Like, what if he's like working his move? Like, that's just his day job. Nigga rapping at night.
Oh, fuck no. Bitch, I would rather date the dishwasher. What the fuck? A rapping ass nigga, you really.
Rap.
BFFR.
BFFR. B fucking for real. Yes.
I'm not dating no rapper.
Why?
Because them niggas suck. Like, rappers are the equivalent of football players to me in, like, the entertainment industry.
How?
They fuck niggas.
Oh.
Rappers are just the fuck nigga football players of the entertainment industry.
So, a rapper hurt your feelings?
At a certain point.
That's not
that's not the full thing. Because I'm not, well, I would date a rapper because I don't want a relationship. But women that date rappers wanting monogamous relationships, you're dumb. You set yourself up to have your feelings hurt. You knew that was never an option. But anyways, back to the dating man. I just think like a man has to have some kind of, for me, authority over me for me to like listen to him. And actually trust what he's saying. Like, if you're working in the same job as me, what have you really learned more than I have? Like, because we're kind of in the same place. We kind of, like, on the same track. Like, you're not, I'm a student. I like to learn. Mm-hmm. So if we're in the same place, how much more can you teach me? Like, really. So, like, we're kind of at a cap here.
Yeah.
But if you are in a job or you're in, I don't know, entertainment or you're an entrepreneur doing something else, it's a lot of stuff that you could teach me because I haven't learned that yet.
Yeah.
We're in the same place. We already learned the same shit. So what else? You trying to be a rapper outside of washing dishes and fucking a desk job or some shit? Like,
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Or then it'd be like, it'd be the niggas that, and I don't even want to say nothing about 9-to-5 niggas because it's a lifestyle, bro. At least I know.
Wait a minute.
At least I know after 5 o'clock, I know where you could be at.
So,
I don't think it's a bad thing. I don't think it's a bad thing.
Okay, so
I like a nigga with a 9-to-5 because I know at 6 o'clock I could come and see you.
Uh-huh.
A nigga that's like an entrepreneur, like nigga I fuck with now, he trains folks. So it's like sometimes his whole day will be free. And then other times he'll have like a 10 a.m., a 12, and like a 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, I could fill in the gaps, but it's like we can't go out. Like,
like the consistency.
I like the consistency of the 9-to-5. But unless you're working in like tech or something, what you gonna teach me?
Damn. It's a cold world.
It is. Yeah.
So a nigga also, like, if he got his own business, like you said, entrepreneur, that's cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool. I think if you are trying to make money, you're good. Because if you just down on your dick and you just trying to fuck me to have a place to stay, yeah, I don't really want to do that. I don't want that kind of energy.
Yeah.
Bruh, and that dick be good. That I need a place to stay. I ain't got nothing else going for
me. Have you housed a nigga off that before?
Oh, fuck no.
Oh, okay.
I've never had a man sleep in my bed. That shit not happening.
What?
That's a lot of energy exchange. Like, that's a lot, bro. I always go over to nigga houses. You can't come over to my shit.
Oh, you gonna drop your energy off over there?
Yeah, because I usually got good energy. Like, I'm not the bitch that's gonna come in with a negative anything. Like, I usually come in and start some kind of conversations. Bitches be awkward. They be just sitting down doing weird shit. I'm like, nah, bro. What you do today? What is this? Like, I come in just asking questions.
Just touching shit, huh?
Like a bat. I get comfortable anywhere quickly. So I don't be. At least I know I'm bringing good energy into where you stay. I ain't no miserable bitch.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Okay. All right. So I got another facts or cap question for you, right? So, you believe in, like, women having a roster?
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Before I go into that, I got a question. So, you said you don't like up-and-coming rappers, right?
Fuck no.
Fuck no? Don't you got a vlog? All
right. Where are we going?
What's the difference? What's the difference between a woman starting her YouTube or TikTok career and a nigga trying to rap?
Oh, man. Because why are you, like... A woman can be an influencer from an infant all the way to age 40. It don't matter what you do. That lady mama, or the one that be cooking now, she's like a
vegan. Tabitha?
Yeah. She fine.
It took her a while for to get there, though. It took her a while. And her husband was holding her down while she was 30-something cool. Working on being an influencer career.
How many 40-year-old rapper men are successful?
Shit.
Not including 2 Chainz. All
right. I don't know.
How many women over 40 can successfully make a career out of
It ain't too many Tabithas, man.
It ain't too many Tabithas, but it could be you ain't got to cook to be, you know.
And you ain't got to rap to be a rapper. You can be a writer. You can be a producer.
See, you didn't say that.
But them niggas, they got to learn their role, cuz everybody can't be Future. Yeah. All them niggas can't, they want to
be Future.
Oh, here you go. Here you go.
I ain't gonna start no shit today.
Please. But all the niggas, like, they gotta know their role, and they gotta be comfortable with not being the main nigga.
But nigga, everybody wanna be the main nigga, even when they know they weren't built like that. And that's what pissed me off. Like, nigga, you know you are meant to be in the background. You know you meant to run to the fucking store. Like, shut up and just play your role, and then nobody will make fun of you for it. You know you a
store. Are you giving a nigga that's a store runner a chance? Exactly. So he know to be, to get what he want, he got to be something else.
Let's put it like this. Maybe if I was like 18, I still want a big homie at 18. But still, bro, like.
Everybody want the big homie.
As long as you.
I don't know. They know.
As long as you're yourself, I'll fuck with you. Like, I'll fuck with a lame nigga. I do like me a lame nigga from time to time.
Why?
Because he's himself, bro. Like, at least he not trying to be cool. Or trying to be hood, or trying to be something he thought was cool. Like, you like playing video games in your room. You know what? You a cool little nigga.
Yeah.
But nah, now you trying to act like you wasn't raised in the suburbs. You just born in the hood your whole life. Like,
trench baby.
Like, I have dated niggas that will come and rob you. So please, like, let's relax. Let's just play our role. And
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So, to sum it up. A woman starting her YouTube career and a nigga that's starting his SoundCloud career doing the same thing. But again, a woman gonna look down at a nigga.
Because, bro, why the fuck are you trying to be a rapper at, like, 26?
Why are you trying to start a TikTok career and doing these dumbass routines at 20? Because anything.
A rapper is stuck in that one set thing. Like, if you want to be a rapper, you rap. If I want to do something on TikTok, like, do you know how many TikTok accounts I made where folks don't even connect it to? I have one where I talk my shit. I got one where I do hair. I got one where I just, like, talk about myself and vlogs and shit like that. And they all pop off. So it's like.
How many followers you got on each of them?
On my hair one, I got like 15K, almost 16K. On my talking shit one, I'm almost at 60K. On the other one, I just started that bitch. So it's like under 100.
But
still, like, it's different avenues.
It's going up, huh?
Exactly. So if any one of them pop off at any given moment, I'm good. But you just gotta rap. Like, somebody gotta fuck with what you saying.
Yeah. Nah. Okay. All right. I just want to clear that up before we move on.
Set me up.
You know it. All right. So, my next question is. Say something again.
Bing bong.
There you go. All right. Cool. So, my next question is. You cool with women having a roster, right?
Oh, fuck yeah.
How many people are on your roster right now?
As of right now, I am Just one.
I like you. You lie a lot. Anyway, facts or cap?
Okay.
Facts or cap? The rich dude on the roster is in the worst position.
You said a rich dude?
The rich dude on the roster.
That's probably a fact because you paying for everybody else.
Yeah, I'm glad you admitted it. Because if it's any rich nigga on the roster, he getting the same coochie that the nigga that's not giving nothing getting.
Sometimes he not even really getting
coochie.
Let's be FFR.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of niggas that I just have made my munch. Like, you can't get, and not even like you can't get no pussy. It's just like, I don't think that you, usually niggas that give good head don't have good dick. It's a what? I'm a star.
I've heard that before. And I'm personally offended.
I mean, it's every once in a while, okay. But like, if you take an average and all them niggas ate your pussy, good as fuck. Probably like three of them fuck good. Maybe. And one of them is really giving you the whole wham bam, thank you ma'am experience. So, I'm just. Yeah, that rich nigga paying for everybody else. And then I done had a nigga. A lot of rich niggas are lame. So you can really take them for a ride, bro. Like, they will. Niggas will pay for two meals. So, like, they'll let you eat. And then they'll be like, nah, don't take that to go. Order another meal. I'll be like, oh, my God. They'll be like, take two, get two. Da, da, da. Straighten them out. I'm not fucking you. Thank you for the good day. I'm finna go to that nigga that ain't shit. I got a plate for you.
Wow.
Swear to God.
You done that before? You a shiesty motherfucker. So you don't went on a date with one dude.
Yeah.
Goddamn, got his shit.
Yeah.
And took it to another dude.
Yeah.
Scandalous behavior. That's scandalous.
I mean, if that one nigga was doing everything right, I would have stayed there. You said you want to take me on a date. Thank you for the date. I appreciate you. We can do this at a later time.
So do you? Okay. So all right. So say you in a situation to where you're talking to somebody, they haven't openly expressed that they're interested in you, but they're just doing a whole bunch of I'm interested in you type shit.
Thanks.
Making a whole bunch of I'm interested in you type statements. Yeah. Are you going to continue receiving that nice behavior?
Now,
if you know it's not, if it's not required, like you're not.
And I see where you're going with this. And I know in my heart of hearts to be a good person, I should probably not. But if you're not going to communicate how you really feel to me, why should I communicate how I really feel to you?
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, at the end of the day, because I've done this to a girl before. Like, she liked me a lot, and I was just trying to kind of see, like.
Oh, you bi?
I would have, no. No.
What?
The best way to put it, I just be doing shit, bro. I just be doing shit.
Oh, you pan?
No.
You having sex with pansexual. Let me stop before I get canceled.
Shut up. No, for real. No, but I just be doing shit. I just, you know, why not date a girl? I like the more masculine ones, though. So, like.
Who eat coochie better?
I actually haven't had a girl eat my pussy. Well, like, it wasn't really like I'm laying on my back getting the full experience from a girl eating my coochie. Like, it was kind of like, oh, let's.
How, what?
I'm trying to say something without saying something for real. Cause like, let me have it. we was just playing around. Let's just say that. But it wasn't the full experience.
Oh, you was just fake.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So
all right.
I couldn't really say who was better. But if I really wanted to get a stud started, I would definitely tell her that a nigga eat coochie better.
I'm about to show you.
Literally.
Yeah.
Thank you. And then they'll probably buy me something after.
Oh, wow.
Studs are better tricks than men. That's the only tip I'm going to give you ladies right now. But
why?
You're going to keep it where it's at.
Why you think that?
Women spend money way more frequently. If you get a rich man that likes to spend money on you, he really likes you. Especially if he ain't got no kids, no family, no nothing. Like, he really fuck with you heavy because that man don't have to.
Wait, why is a nigga with a kids and family spending money on you anyway?
Because he's a cheater.
You entertain cheaters?
I am, yeah.
Oh.
I don't.
Do you feel like like if you know a nigga in a relationship, do you feel like any type of responsibility to like to the woman to be like?
Let's put it like this: if it's a boyfriend girlfriend thing, I don't want to say that you're not in a real relationship, but like you're just boyfriend girlfriend. That shit could come and go today, tomorrow. Y'all can be mad at each other, whatever. I would not actively try and date a man knowing that he has a girlfriend. Like that shit don't turn me on. I don't really like competition. And not even saying like, how would I put it? And not saying competition like, oh,
weak I'm pussy. The pussy's weak.
Can't you fight. Know what I'm saying? No.
Can't fight that.
No, I can't fight.
I'm saying you gotta show him whose pussy is the best. No, let's have a squirt
that's
off.
That's not something I really wanna do, because it's a nigga that's single that's the exact same profile as you, just with no bitch. So I'm gonna go find him. Okay. He probably standing right next to you. It's probably your friend. So I'ma just fuck with your friend. Cool. But like if I actively see you with your bitch, I'm not really gonna try nothing, cause that don't turn me on. But like if you fucking with me and then later on you're like, oh, I got this
got a little woothy wham,
I don't wanna say I'm leaving right then and there. Like it depends on what I'm getting from the situation.
That's fair.
You know what I'm saying? Cause like, yeah. If it was really that serious, you would.
Well, I gotta lose out, basically.
Because if it was really that serious, you would have told me, you know, I got a shoddy. We ain't. So I would have been like, you know what? Cool. I'm off you. But you entertain me. And then a month later, you're gonna tell me you got a bitch. Okay, you done ate my pussy. We done already went out a few times. Like, I got some shit from you in my closet. Are you telling me so that I don't get crazy? Or is she trying to fight me? Like, so if you're telling me so I don't get crazy, I know my place. Cool. Mm. If she trying to fight me, I'm out. I'm not fighting.
You're not fighting over dick. You're not like Cardi.
It's like 4 billion dicks.
How many of them dicks do you want?
Just one. I just want a good one. But goddamn, like, well, I'm fighting over this one, and it's probably not even the best I could find. And I hate to say that, because you know it's always something better somewhere. You got to compromise, whatever. But like, bro, it's not. This is my moneymaker. So why the fuck I'm fighting you over a nigga that's not really even taking care of me 100%.
So I'm glad you said this is your moneymaker, because earlier, you know, you was a lot of cap in your rap.
What'd I say?
You said you was yammed up.
Stop. Don't tell them that. They think I'm thick. Hold on. They think I'm thick. I'm sitting down. So
nah, them titties is busting now.
I know my strengths. I'm not stupid now.
Okay.
I know.
I like that. I like that. What the fuck was I just? Oh, that was the facts of cap.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That was it. Yeah. Yeah, the rich nigga on the roster.
Yeah.
He losing out. But I got a question.
Okay.
And this is just something I'm trying to work through myself, so you can help me out with some advice. Say you really like somebody, right? Mm-hmm. You really like this motherfucker. Like okay. for real, you like him. Okay. But you got your roster. When do you cut your roster off after you really start liking somebody?
You cutting a little too close to home right now.
Oh, you dealing with this? Oh, okay, my bad.
Okay, so that's how I put it. Okay, going back to what I was going to say earlier, me and dude in New York got a little situation. I don't want him to eat no other bitch pussy. Don't fuck her raw. He don't want me to deep throw no dick. Don't fuck him raw. So it's only one other person that lives in Atlanta that I would have sex with. And I'ma do the two things that he don't want me to do with this man. This one specific man that still live here. So my
spooky is,
but the thing is, I ain't fuck with dude that's from here. I ain't fuck with him in like a minute. So it's just kinda like, if anything, I know I could go back to it. Type shit. But it's like, dude in New York, do everything right. Like, I just know it was
the 40-year-old.
Yeah, like I have no room to complain. Like whatever he say, I just kind of do it, because it's, I don't even want to say, like, he just do everything right. So I'm like, I don't really have room to question nothing he say. So it's kind of like, you know what, everything that you said, you stood on everything that you're saying, you can prove back behind it or something like that. So I know you're not gonna lead me astray, so I'm gonna just listen. But it's it's tempting me. I ain't had dick in like a month. He left like a month ago. So now it's like, cool, we have phone sex. Yeah. Where's the real body in front of me? I could drive up the street to Lenox or 12 hours to New York. So it's like
So basically, you like dude in New York, but you ain't cut your hoes off yet.
No, why would I? He don't want me to. Like, and the thing is, we gotta understand. He like, the thing is, he a cute ass nigga. He pretty, so he gets pretty bitch privilege, just like how I get pretty bitch privilege. So he get it. He not telling me not to go date other niggas, but like, he like respect the boundaries.
Uh huh.
So I'm just, if I know I can't respect them boundaries, I gotta decide what out. Is it worth it? Mm. I don't think it's worth it. To just go fuck to get a nut off and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But sometimes, I feel like for me, I don't even want to entertain. When I really like somebody, I'm not even about to entertain no extra shit. Because you annoy me.
That's a fact.
You annoy me now.
That's a fact.
Women, I want to go talk to my bitch. Why I'm going to talk to you?
That's a fact.
Like, I be stiff when I'm in deep like. And I'm the type of nigga, I gotta, like, be careful, like, when I say I like somebody. Because sometimes I like the idea of somebody or the idea of a relationship more than I like that person. Yeah. Like,
what's your sign?
I'm a Leo. Don't do that.
Okay.
Don't do that. Okay. Why? What's wrong with Leos?
Where do you want me to start?
What's wrong with Leos?
Well, the thing is, I'm an Aquarius. I don't fuck with Leos because y'all ego is way too easy to fuck with. And
what you mean? Hold on, wait a minute.
Y'all got a big ass ego. If I say anything askew, y'all gonna be like, what you talking about? Now it's beef because you feel like I'm trying you. Like, nah, I just said what it was.
That is, but I'm like that way with like.
So a lot of shit.
Person I'm talking to, like, if she don't match my energy, I'm like, exactly. Damn, this bitch hate me.
Exactly. So I'm like, and I'm the type of person, I just be saying, I'm so free flowing. It's like, I didn't even really think. I didn't even think of it like that. But it's so easy to hurt y'all ego that I just know I would do it unintentionally and it's not worth it.
You think you hurt my ego?
If I really wanted to try. But I don't want to, though.
Oh, okay. All right. I was just making sure.
Yeah. But also, going back to what you said earlier, I'm a flirtatious person in general, so I can't be with no jealous ass nigga.
Jealous?
Jealous, like, and not even jealous, but like, y'all pride, y'all ego be so big. It's like, bro, I will flirt with literally anybody that walk by. It's not even intentional. I flirt with the fucking wind. I look out the window, sexy as shit sometimes, just because, in case somebody's watching me.
So a nigga not supposed to take that no type of way?
No, the nigga I'm fucking with now, New York nigga, he don't. Cause he know, like, bruh, that's just you. Like, you not finna act. I'm not acting on nothing. I just.
You got a nigga who you wanna fuck right now.
But did I do it?
Not yet.
Anywho.
So a nigga's wrong for being. Like, feeling some way if his girl is flirting with the other nigga? Like,
yes. Like, it depends. Know your bitch. Like, that's what I'm saying. Folks get in situations.
I know my bitch better not be flirting with other niggas.
Okay, but then you need to get a bitch that's stiff on niggas. I'm not a bitch that's stiff on niggas. Like, I'm friendly to everybody because, A, if you step to me crazy, I'm probably going to get scared. So, I'm just generally nice to everybody so that I can cover my bases. I know I didn't do nothing to fuck with you. You know what I mean? But then also, like, it's just fun flirting with people. I gotta practice.
Why do you need to practice?
Why not?
If you with a nigga,
you don't flirt with your girl.
Yeah,
well, right. So what if I'm rusty? I come in there talking about some socks, sexy.
So corny ass.
Exactly. So like, corny. If I would have practiced with the bartender when I was trying to get drinks. We probably would have had a different situation.
And then I get a video sent to my phone. Look at your bitch out here.
No, and then you get a video that then you get that POV, but then I'm already calling you, daddy, I'm drunk. I just got 4 free shots. Had that date ready when I'm home. That's the difference.
I'm looking down at my phone like.
But I'm coming home to you, so what do it matter?
This time. Saying that. And it's also the perception. Now, my niggas think my bitch is she going?
But if I'm not going, then what do it matter? What does it matter what your niggas think about your girl?
It don't matter what they think about my girl. It matters what they think about me. Like, damn, this nigga just be going for whatever.
So you care more about what your friends think than your girl actually having a good time? That's what you just said?
That's not what I said.
That's what you just said?
That's not what I said.
Who wanna take?
Rewind the tape. What I said was, no, you can't be out here having, don't have me look crazy. Yes, that matters. Don't have me look crazy. Okay. And it should matter, it matters for women too. Because you don't want your nigga out here making you look crazy.
That's a fact. But it depends on what your version of looking crazy is. Like, I will literally be on FaceTime. I have been on FaceTime with this man. I was went inside to Costco. To fucking Costco. And I was just flirting with the man while this nigga was sitting on FaceTime with me. Like, and it wasn't even like nothing. It was just kind of cute. Like, oh, I got a pen. Like, it wasn't nothing. He was on the phone with me, watching me. I wasn't going, I didn't get that man number. I didn't want to fuck him. I was just bored. Like,
flirt. It just happened. Flirt because you bored. Yeah. You going to be doing that when you married?
Probably. That nigga just going to have to be okay with it.
That's crazy.
He just going to have to know me. Like, I'm not throwing my pussy around. Are you? My pussy's here with you. It's good. She's safe. Me though, I gotta. And if you got too many boundaries on me, I'm just gonna do whatever I want.
Do you consider getting head cheating if you're in a relationship?
Oh, if you're in a relationship,
yeah.
Ooh, depends on your. Everything goes back to what y'all set for each other. Me personally, if you're giving her head, yeah.
No, I'm saying if a nigga giving you head.
Oh no,
that's not cheating.
No, because I mean, if you're not here, how long can that rose last?
Till you recharge it, shit. I don't know.
Exactly, but it's not the same.
So you just head collector, head hunter, head honcho.
What you talking about, Quavo? Watch out! But nah, for real, like I mean, not even. Yes, I'm not even gonna try to explain myself. Yes.
Hey, we here at the Big Homies House believe in living in your truth.
You know what I mean.
So. My name is Yagas, and I'm a headhunter. Go ahead and say it. I said headhunter. Same thing.
You know what I mean? Hi, guys. My name is Yagas, and I am a true headhunter. If you want to, hit me up on my IG. Y'all know the DM. I'm
about to slide. Oh, my God. That's crazy, though.
Really, you think?
Yeah.
What's it like? Why, though?
Shit, no. Because some nigga, that may be all they want. And they happy. They feel like they satisfied. Especially if you do a good job.
Right. So, I mean, if you're just giving me head and I'm not fucking you, like, what's cheating? Who cheated?
Nothing. You.
No. I didn't cheat. I didn't do nothing. I laid there and I got fulfillment. I didn't actively do nothing to this man. So, did I cheat for real?
Yes.
Because
you were unfaithful.
Because
Would your nigga be happy with you out here getting head from other niggas?
He said I could get head because he's not here to give it to me. Mm. So I would rather you. He literally said I would rather you get head because that's reasonable, rather than fuck somebody.
Hey,
it makes sense.
Like you said, that's the guidelines y'all set in y'all relationship.
So exactly, and that worked for us, but everybody that don't work for. And that's the shit that be making me mad. Folks want to be like, oh, that it doesn't make sense for you. Like, if I wanted a relationship right now, then probably the answer would be different. But if you don't want a relationship, then why the fuck would that be?
So should a nigga like, okay, so all right, what if it's not even physical, right? Should a nigga be okay with his girl getting tricked off on by other niggas?
Yes. Oh, my God, yeah. If you don't have to spend your bread on me for me to have a good time, literally like how, like if I brought you that plate of food, you didn't have to take me out on a date. You didn't have to spend your money. But now we sitting here enjoying each other's time eating food that we would have ate, that you would have had to pay for. But you got another, like, bro, what? If I could get another nigga to buy my flight to New York to see that man, he would not have no problem. He'd be like, bro, shit, I would have bought your ticket, but if you already got somebody to do it, go crazy.
Damn. But I feel like that kind of intercepts in between, like, because, you know, most women want a provider, like.
Yeah, but I'm saying that he was not going to buy the ticket. Like, he's going to buy it regardless, right? Mm-hmm. But if another nigga just so happened to buy my ticket.
Beat him to the punch.
You know what I'm saying? He's not going to be mad that $400, $500 stayed in his pocket.
Yeah.
That's how I think about it. It's like, yeah, okay, well, I mean, if she fucking in return, in exchange for these gifts, that's a different story. But if I just got somebody tricking on me, giving me shit, and you're enjoying the fruits of that labor, you got to keep $500. You got to keep a rack. You got to keep your rent money. Somebody else got it covered, but I'm still here with you.
I don't know, dog. I mean, I could never see myself tricking on a girl that's in a relationship, but I'm at the same time. Some niggas, I can't even put myself in that situation. Some niggas feel like they're in control when they do some shit like that. Like, yeah. Like, yeah, nigga, I paid your bitch rent, broke ass nigga.
See, but fuck no, bro. Fuck no.
Cause now this nigga feel like he got a one up.
So, does he?
I don't know. That's
what I'm saying.
He providing for my bitch.
So you get to keep money in your pocket for y'all to have a good experience on something else.
I worked hard for this money to spend on my bitch.
Okay, so cut it. My thing is, you see me scratching my head. I'm trying to, if I say, okay, can I have $500 to go get my hair done?
And I say,
yes. But instead, okay, somebody just gave me $500. Daddy, I'm about to go get my my fucking hair done. Can we go out to such and such restaurant? Can we go on a trip here? Can I get this instead? So instead of you having to pay for the food, the hair, the everything, it's like, bro, you took some shit off your list.
You calling your nigga daddy?
Damn, that slipped out. Yeah. I did. Yeah.
Oof.
He act like it, though. That's
all. About the same age, you know.
Besties.
Oh my God. You're terrible.
Am I?
You're an awful person. Jesus Christ. All right, so I got another question, right?
Okay.
So, is someone telling you it's not that deep disrespectful?
Depends on the context of what it is.
No, I'm saying like they did something and you reacted to it and they say, it's not that deep. Why are you doing so much?
Yeah, it is. Because the only thing that pissed me off is like, you can't argue with people's feelings. I hate this shit. I hate it. Because I can rationalize my feelings. I can pinpoint, okay, I feel this way because of this.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of women just feel, and then they want you to understand their feelings. But the only person that could justify that is you. You know what I'm saying? And not even just women, but like everybody in general. So it's like, if I feel a kind of way about something you did, a lot of people don't realize their tone. Like when mm-hmm. you speak, you could just be excited. And I'm like, bro, why are you yelling at me? Fucking relax, like my bad.
Yeah.
So it's like you don't realize that your tone was a certain kind of way, but it made me feel a kind of way. So the only person that could validate that is me. You can't go to him and fact check, oh, is that how you felt too? He probably felt different. He's like, nah, that nigga was just excited. So now it's like everybody feel a kind of way. Don't tell me it's not that deep. Just acknowledge what happened.
Yeah.
Like, bro, if I said, okay, if you say, oh, that was fucked up, you bitch. Bruh, don't call me a bitch. It's not that deep. Okay.
Because now we're about to make it that deep.
It's like, okay, if I don't want you to call me out of my name, just don't call me out of my name.
Mm-hmm.
It's lit already. Don't drag it, though. And that's what people be getting on my nerves. Like, they trying to drag shit. It's not that necessary.
Mm. I feel you. All right, so my next question is, let me look at this shit, because I got a bunch of shit written down. Let me look at this shit. Do you feel like...
I do. Off rip.
Oh, my God. I gotta find somebody. I can't do that one yet. That's too much. That's too much.
Why?
No, it is. Do you feel the need... All right, so say you with somebody, right? You with somebody, y'all doing the whoop-de-wham and all that bleep-de-bleep. Yeah. And the next... like, but it was bad. Mm. Do you feel the need to... check on somebody, like hit them up the next morning, like after bad sex?
Fuck no. Why? Well, what kind of. Well,
it was just, you know.
Just casual fucking?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not gonna do that.
But you're not gonna like hit them up afterwards?
I'm not a teacher. Like, if you at your big age, you should be able to know how to fuck. And I'm sorry if the person that introduced you to fucking didn't teach you how to do it right, but I'm not gonna stay around.
I feel like everybody's body is different.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
But I think I was trained properly. And I always say that.
Okay, you got the Juilliard of pussies.
No.
I was professionally trained.
No. Not like that. I'm talking about like the person that took my virginity trained me properly enough to like, I knew what good sex was, what sucking dick good was, and I knew how to not attach my feelings to one person. So I think for where I'm at now, it's saved me a lot. As opposed to like if I was in a relationship and I had sex with them, now I'm in love with this one guy, and it's just kind of like it's a whole bunch of emotions that follow that. So when I lost mine, it was to a fuck nigga. So it came with fuck nigga rules. So I was trained properly for that. I was
not. Got you.
Yeah.
Okay. But I do want to go back to something you was talking about before, and you might feel differently about this. So we were talking earlier about, like, you know, and, you know, flirting with niggas and all, woot and all that shit, getting attention and all that jazz. So are you on Twitter?
Yeah, but I don't be tweeting as often.
Okay, all right. So, you know, sometimes they may have these Twitter threads, or, you know, just like on Instagram. Do you feel like you need to be posting thirst traps in a relationship?
Ooh, that's a toughie.
Like, specifically the thirst traps where you know they thirst traps. Like,
you know what I mean? Because the thing is, I'm not... The only time I post myself, and it's not, like, in the present, is when I currently feel ugly. So I could get them little hearts. Like, okay, at this... For real. Like, I'm being dead ass serious. Like, if I'm not posting myself in the present, and it's like, oh, okay, or, like, I'm showing a repost of, like, an Instagram shit, or, like, some old stories, and it's just, like, cute hairstyles and shit.
Yeah.
I want to feel cute. Like, probably my hair not done. I ain't got no lashes. I'm in a big, probably kind of crusty. So it's like, I just want to see myself at a cuter time. So if I'm in a relationship and I don't feel like he making me feel cute, like, I don't do that shit no more, because that man tell me I'm cute every day.
Gotcha.
Pretty out of that. So, like, I don't feel the need to want to do that. I think that if you are doing that, you need to look a little bit past or before it and be like, why the fuck I'm doing this? Do he make me feel pretty? Do he, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's something else.
Got you. I agree. Because if you in a relationship and you looking for outside validation for niggas, and the nigga is telling you every day that you look good, why is his look you look good not enough?
Exactly. And so it's probably she don't like that man.
Ooh.
Because if you tell me, like, bro, if a my man telling me I look pretty is way different from that nigga at the fucking gas station. Like, I just knew he saw me, he probably wanted to fuck or some shit like that.
You think all niggas want to fuck?
No. I think some men are just genuinely nice. But I think a lot of women don't know how to just take a compliment for what it is without thinking a nigga want to fuck. Because they haven't had that interaction. Like, I've had a lot of interaction with men that didn't want to have sex with me. So I know how to act in both. And I'm like, I could tell, like, especially I'm a communication major. So body language and tone and everything is a lot. So, like, I could tell if you want to fuck me or not. But how I respond to you is what matters, I think. So it's like, if you don't know how to respond to a nigga that they want to fuck you and you don't want to fuck him, you can't just have a regular conversation, then bitch, develop some communication skills.
You get your butt ache? You get your butt ache?
Often?
Happily.
Like, the stories I got gonna make me sound wild, but y'all, I swear.
This is that type of program, baby.
Y'all go check out my stories on TikTok, too. No context, YAJSS. But yeah, I've definitely had a nigga. I wasn't high, actually. And I go out.
Hot kitchen and cocktails?
Kitchen and cocktails.
What?
Boy.
I used to be over there. Okay.
Boy, what? So I had met a nigga. I just go by myself to places.
That's good ass food.
Boy, what?
Yes.
Then they upgraded their hookah too. So now they hookah hitting with the food too.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I had met a nigga in there, and, like, literally he wanted me to run to the gas station with him to get some rolling papers or something like that. That man ate my ass and fingered me in the fucking car on the way back to high. Like, I had just met him. Now, it was a while ago. It's not me now, but yeah, literally off the dick. I did not go home with that man. I didn't see him after that. I ain't even touch him or nothing. But then we got back in hot, and he still wanted to play with my booty. I'm like, sir, we are in public. Like, you can clearly see behind me if you're trying to. He's like, bro, you dragging it? No, I don't want you to touch my bum bum anymore. Like, get away from me.
No, nigga, swiping, like, swiping, no swiping.
No swiping a bum bum. But yeah, no.
Okay, that's a crazy story. I cannot wait. Atlanta is a wild place. So, what is something else you said in the other room that we got to bring back up for the cameras?
Okay.
Your thoughts on motherhood and being sexy after motherhood?
Gosh, bro, don't let these bitches cancel me, bro. Okay, you can be a sexy mother. I don't think that you can be a sex symbol as a mother. Because to me, a sexy bitch is like Lotto. She young, she fine, she turn. She ain't got no, like, she just do what she want because she can. I don't think that it's responsible for, like, a mother to be a sex symbol. Like, I just feel like sex symbols are kind of like free in the wind. You can't have no kids just doing whatever the fuck you want. Like, that's not cute.
Sure.
And then, like, a whole person came out of you. And now you trying to like still twerk and be sexy for other folks. Like the women's bodies are beautiful. I got some stretch marks myself, but yours are showing.
We love tiger stripes.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, bro. Well, like, I hate when women are pregnant and, like, they had a whole stomach out. Now, mind you, I don't have kids.
Oh, you saw the Summer Walker video, too?
Bro, no, that shit was funny.
That shit was hilarious.
You know what I'm saying? And she actually low-key was, if it was a different bitch rapping, it might have hit a little bit. But, like, she's just not a rapper.
Nah, she was just having fun.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, I don't like if I'm, especially in the wintertime, like, seeing a pregnant woman with her stomach out bothers me. And it's not, and I don't want to say too much on it because, again, I'm not a mother. But, like, you don't want to protect your child. Like, I know you're cold. So you don't think that something inside of you, I don't know. I just don't think you could be a sex symbol and a mother. You could be a sexy mother, but not a sex symbol as a mother.
I feel that. What? Okay, so say you got homegirl, right? You got a homegirl. She in a relationship. Or just say you in a relationship and you got a homegirl. Would you be okay with your homegirl giving your nigga a compliment? Like, damn, you look good. You looking good in that suit. Like, multiple compliments. Like,
back to back.
Not like, back to back to back, but like compliment skip. But over the course of like an evening. Like y'all at a game night or some shit.
So you wanna fuck my man.
Like, oh, you smell so good today. I'm sorry. I don't even be liking to talk to my dog's girl. Like,
for real.
I'm gonna be honest.
For real.
We planned a birthday celebration for this nigga, and I was careful to, like, for a whole month. As soon as that shit was over, I deleted the number. Like,
for real. Yeah.
And mind you, it wasn't no extra shit there at all. But it's like, I just don't, like, I'm not cool with you. I'm cool with,
dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's no reason for you to contact her. That's the fact. However, I am not a jealous person. Like, one thing knowing her kind of like switches the perspective. But like, if we're out and somebody's flirting with my man, and I'm at a distance, I kind of like to see that shit. Because how would you flirt? Like, if you wasn't with me, how you flirt with other bitches? You know what I'm saying? But like, if you're coming home with me, that's cool.
What if he bring her home too?
I mean, do I like her?
Okay.
As long as she leaves. I don't like it when bitches stay around like that.
Ain't no group cuddling.
Let's get the fuck. This nigga had to force me to cuddle with him. I just got comfortable with that. So a bitch?
Feel like your pussy's not that competitive.
I ain't gonna look. Think what you want. I ain't clarifying no rumors, but shitting me, I don't. What the fuck?
What the fuck? What the fuck?
What the freak?
Yeah, like, hey.
What it gotta be competitive for?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. So like,
what else is on your mind and heart? Yeah.
I don't be, man, nothing crazy. Like, honestly, I'm just going by as the days go. I'm not even going to lie. I'm trying to get my shit together, open production studios and shit like that.
What's your major?
Speech communication. Minor in marketing.
Okay. Oh, you're a marketing genius?
I would like to think so. I don't feel like how I present myself. Or, like, how I... Conversations like these, you wouldn't think I'm the way that I am. How would I say it? Do you think that I would act like this based off of my Instagram?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Exactly like this?
Not exactly. This is a little bit more extreme. Okay. Nah, I saw that video you posted a few weeks ago. You're like, you want to fuck me, don't you? The nigga be posting, liking it. Like, they be telling you go to sleep. You want to fuck me, don't you?
Don't you? Because what the fuck?
Nah, that's what a nigga be on.
Because why would you DM me? Like, you know what I'm saying? What the fuck? We're grown as shit. Just say you want to fuck me. I probably would have wanted to, too. Nah.
What if he say he want to eat your butt?
Yeah. If I'm in the area. Like, I ain't going out my
way. Where you stay at?
By the battery.
Oh, you saying cop?
Yeah. Niggas ain't. That's why niggas not coming. I'll tell you what. Real safe.
You delete your number. Nigga staying cop.
Damn. Right. Yeah. I COVID over there. Niggas don't want to come. They don't try no bullshit. Just be, let me drop you off where I picked you up from and safely.
Nah, nigga, I will call a Uber for your ass real for pick up and drop off. Cause hell nah.
How do you feel about a girl asking you for like gas money?
Gas money?
Mm-hmm.
For what?
Like,
what are we doing? What's our relationship? We just fucking?
I mean, whatever you want it to be, just in general.
I mean, if it's my girl, hell yeah, I ain't tripping over no shit like that.
But if a girl, so like, my thing is, if you would pay for me to get an Uber to come and see you, why wouldn't you put money in my tank for me to come and see you?
Because the money in your tank will be a lot more. And it depends on.
No, it's not. Well, it depends on what kind of Uber nigga you are. Because if you're an Uber XL nigga, my gas is cheaper than ordering me an Uber.
Mm.
But if you were like a regular degular, let me wait for these fares to go down, nigga. Then
what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that because I'm that kind of bitch. But I'm saying, if you were going to order me an Uber, why wouldn't you just give me gas money?
Because I don't want to.
Exactly. What's the difference though? Do you feel like a trick?
Hey, I ain't gonna lie.
Are you a trick?
Oh. When I'm in love, hell yeah. When I'm in love,
that's not the same.
When I'm in love, hell yeah.
That's
is it?
A trick. Trick.
Yeah, when I'm in love, hell yeah, I'm a trick. But I feel like women will try you on some trick. I've had, like, after we get done, women be like, I don't know how I'm gonna pay you. I don't know either. You've been spending your last 2 hours doing the wrong thing.
Wait a minute. Like, she don't know how she getting home?
No, she don't know how she about to pay some shit that she gotta pay.
Oh. Yeah. So how do you, what is the best way for women to ask you for money? Well, first of all,
don't.
I guess that answered that first of all question.
What was the first of all though?
I was gonna say, like, what kind of, well, if you do give money to women, how would I put it? Like, certain niggas that I've learned from being a sugar baby or like shit like that.
Is, oh, like, you're a professional.
No, I'm not a professional. But as a communication major, shut up. As a communication major,
they said Georgia State.
I've learned to read like people body language, so like I know, you know, if you fucking with me or not, if you're gonna do this, this, and this. By how, you know.
What's my body language now saying?
I'm not even going with that. So I just think like certain men are willing to spend money on certain things. So like some niggas are okay with like, okay, cool, I got the cash here.
Let me tell you why I'm not okay with it, right?
Why?
Because as you know, I'm a Leo, so I got a big ass ego. So the fact that it would never sit right with me for me to have to pay someone to be around me.
That's a fact.
Like, I can't. You should be happy to be here.
Not as a privilege.
Yeah, it is.
Is that to somebody?
I probably had when I was drunk. Yeah. But it is. You should be happy to be here. Do you not know who I am?
I mean, okay, cool, yeah. But like, but the thing is, okay,
but if I'm fucking, but if we fucking with each other organically, then yeah, I'm not gonna have a problem with it because I'm gonna look at you like a friend.
Yeah,
that needs some money instead of like just somebody who I'm fucking.
Then want some money. Yeah, makes sense.
Because if you come off like you're only around me because you're in need.
Yeah,
then I'm probably not gonna fuck with you. Or if I do fuck with you, it's gonna be sparingly.
Okay, that makes sense. Or like some niggas would rather buy the things for you. So like if he's really into fashion, he would rather get you clothes and stuff.
I'm not a good buyer. I'm a giver. I'll just send you what you what like. Even,
so you'd rather send money than give.
Even if it's for a flight.
So you really don't. Do you really think that you know these women? Because I think that a testament of being a good gift giver is like how much you know somebody.
Yeah, but sometimes if we haven't locked in like that, like I'm an overthinker too, so.
But I mean, it don't take nothing to see like what somebody would want. Like if I gifted you some glasses, you wearing glasses right now. If I got you another pair of black shades, you know what I'm saying?
I'm simple.
Being observant.
Women are a lot more complex than that.
Yes and no, but like you see, I don't know. Like I just feel
I've been around for the past 3 hours. I don't know what you would like.
But you don't care to know. That's what I'm saying.
How you know?
I mean, I don't know. But like,
so you're not really good at reading body language, huh?
Kodak. I ain't gonna say too much on camera. So I just feel like it depends on what kind of nigga.
Mm.
Long story short, what other question you was gonna ask me?
I forgot. Oh, I did have one, right? So do you think like, I feel like, you tell me if I'm wrong, I feel like a lot of women, like, will overlook the negative qualities of somebody who they're really interested in and wait for him, wait, or try to turn him into what they want him to be.
Yeah, 100%.
But when he doesn't transform into their super nigga, they like, oh, well, he was deceiving me. He was, the nigga showed you who he was. So now a lot of times folks will spend years, they'll spend years trying to change somebody or waiting for somebody to change when it was probably a nigga that was ready for you 10 years ago.
I just don't think people know themselves. I don't think people are self-aware enough to know what they really want out of a relationship. Like we was talking about earlier, a lot of people base their relationship off of social media. Like, you want to be like fucking waiter and bae. Perfect example. A lot of folks, so the Impact ATL, you know, with Dez and Jada and all them on there. So, like, Jada from outside looking in, we just knew her as, like, cute girl from Savannah that did clothes and da-da-da-da. When she got on the actual show, it was like, we got to see her for who she is. So, like, some people fought with it, some people didn't. But it's like, people make a basis, like a snap judgment from, oh, they're cute off of Instagram, they have this cute little personality, they're probably like a cute little person in a relationship. Bro, that girl is probably hell. And I say, I don't know her. But like, Libra women are hell on a fucking scale. So like, you don't know what these folks act like, but then it's like, folks aren't realistic with themselves to know, okay, I know that I'm a fairy. Like, when it comes to just shit in general, I just go with the fucking flow, whatever way the wind blows, I'm doing it. Because I fucking felt like it today. But I don't need a nigga that's just always going, want me to check in and have like strict boundaries around me. Like, I know not to date them kind of niggas. I know not to date Leos because I'm going to hurt your ego just being myself.
You're not going to hurt my ego.
That's why I don't date Leos because, or certain types of men, because like, I don't want to have to watch who I am to cover, like, to make sure you're good. Long story short. So like, nigga I went now, he a big security looking nigga. Like, anybody that stepped to him, you could probably take him. So I do whatever I want. I dress however I want. I speak freely, like, because I don't have to worry about what the fuck repercussions. I know I'm good. And that's why I date folks like that, that are good in any situation. They always got their head on a swivel, so I could just be the free form fairy that I am. But for me to actually get with a jealous ass nigga, I'm setting myself up. And domestic violence isn't cool, but I'm not going to get with a nigga that's real territorial, knowing how I am, and then try and step in and be like, what the fuck is your issue? And then he, or something. I'm like, bro, I've been knew that you was fucking...
Make it!
You know what I'm saying? Like, I knew you was like this, so why the fuck I'm even going to set myself up for this situation?
Yeah.
So, folks don't know themselves, and they try and, like, make some shit up so it look good, but it don't really be good.
Yeah. Okay. It sound good.
Okay. I got a man. You don't like him. What the fuck does it matter?
Well, for some people, that's the goal. Like, that's a lot of folks' goal, like, just being in a relationship.
And that's sad. As fuck. Because your whole self-worth is based on who you're with.
Yeah.
So what else? So now you got this man, okay. That's your whole personality being his girlfriend. So,
yeah. It's real life.
Bro, and that shit's sad. It's just like, what the fuck?
So people live to be a girlfriend or a wife or whatever. Like, that's their whole personality trait.
Yo, and that's the thing that be making me mad. Well, not even mad, because whatever you do is up to you. And that's why I don't like when people try and argue like, oh, I would never do this. Or like when the conversation about black men dating white women and vice versa, I would never date that. I would never date that nigga. Literally.
What you mean?
Like, if white women are your type.
Oh, they be trying to convince a motherfucker.
Bro, if white women are your type, I'm not your cup of tea. We would never get along. There's no reason for me to try and convince you just as a black man to date a black woman.
I'm not a fan of it either.
Bro, and even black women that date white men and black men that date
why
white
do you
women,
think
women
they,
date each other.
Why do they think that is such like, they try to make that their personality too. Like,
bro, and I will tell you off camera why, so I'm not canceled, but it's a lot of self shit that y'all need to get through, that y'all need to talk out before you try and have that conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Shit, man. Yeah, yeah. I appreciate you coming. I don't gave up on saying Yagas. Yeah, yeah.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you coming in. You got your own podcast you want to promote?
Do I do. So if you want to hear me talk about all the nasty shit, sucking dick, giving head, fucking with other niggas.
What's the nastiest shit you ever did?
Nastiest?
Yeah.
Like me personally doing it or like
both
it to me? Well, I usually like to say my limits start with their limits. So it depends on how nasty you. And how comfortable I am with you just regardless.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I don't say the nastiest shit I ever did. Probably throw up one dick. But not even, like, it was intentional. So, but look.
Huh?
I don't know. Listen. Listen. It was, we was in training. So it was kind of like a, bro, you need to get to that third level so something got to come up so I can go down. And so it's kind of like, just let it go. He was like, let it go. I'm like, bro, no. He was like, let it go. And I had just ate, and I think it was early in the morning. I think I had like either some chocolate or something like that. Or I either just brushed my teeth or I had some chocolate. It was one of the two. But it was like, you know, something had to come up for him to go down and for me to get to where I needed to go. But I don't do it. I don't do it all the time. But he was just like, I was comfortable enough to be like, you know what? Okay, cool. And then right after we cleaned that shit up, we hopped in the shower.
And done to you?
I peed on a man, but it was in the shower. But we was in the shower though. We were in the shower.
He wanted me to. So I was like, you're disgusting.
Yo, I mean. Why would you set me up like that, bro?
I thought it was the eating your butt in the car, nigga. No, no, no.
That was a real, like, you know, Tuesday story. Anywho, if y'all want to see me talk about most shit like that, Local 5 Shit, the podcast. You can find us on YouTube and TikTok. If you want to hear me just on TikTok, no context, YGASS. If you want to hear me talk about current events, all the other fun shit, welcome to, or no, 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 The Ville, the VILLE podcast.
Amen. Yeah. Big homie, yeah, yeah. Big homie Kodak, another episode of the Big Homie's House, and we gone.
Yeah. Don't start.